Good morning, this is Sal Selly. Hope you're doing well. It is Monday, February 28th, and it's about 7:45 a.m. Central Standard Time. Today I want to speak about the power of saying thank you and please. While this may not seem like rocket science, it goes such a long way in a positive outcome. Not only for the person that is receiving the message, but also for you who is giving the message. What do I mean by that? And this is equally important and relevant in your personal life as in your professional or business life. When you say please and thank you, you are acknowledging the other person for what they have done for you, or you are asking the other person to help you with a sense of gratitude and humility. I have experienced both these things working for me on innumerable occasions, both in my personal life, at home, with your spouse or your friends or your kids or your relatives or your family, as well as in your business life with your co-workers, your subordinates, your peers, your bosses and managers and directors and vice presidents, etc. Given the efficacy of these two words, it's a shame that people do not use them more frequently and whenever appropriate. It doesn't cost you anything to say please or to say thank you, but it makes such a huge difference. Why then do we not use these more? I'll give you a recent example. I had gone to San Antonio and we were checking into a hotel, and I was just nice to the person who was responsible for checking us in. I asked her how her day was going. I asked her was it busy, if she had any plans for the weekend, and I just was nice. And by being nice and saying please and thank you, she upgraded me to a suite. She didn't have to do it. I wasn't saying please and thank you to try and get an upgrade. I was just being genuinely nice. And the other person felt good about what she was doing and her work, and gave me an upgrade to a suite, which was awesome, right? People are genuinely nice. They like to help others and they want to go above and beyond, but they want to do it for somebody that is not being a jerk, and they want to do it for somebody that deserves it and displays the appropriate behavior to warrant a reaction like that. Same thing is relevant if you ask somebody something and you say, please, I'm trying to find this particular location. Can you please help me? And that says a couple of things when you put it like that. One, it shows that you're vulnerable. It shows that you are humbly in a situation where you are asking the other person to help you. When you say it like that, as long as it is a reasonable request and not the outside the bounds of appropriateness or relevancy or reasonableness, the other person is going to help you. Similarly, if somebody does something for you and you say thank you, Again, it doesn't cost you anything. It's being polite and it makes the other person feel good about themselves. And when you feel good about yourselves, you do good. And when you do good, everybody benefits. This is very relevant in your work setting as well. If you are making an ask and you qualify the ask with please and thank you, and of course the rest of the parameters have to be in place, the likelihood of you getting appropriate and desired response from the other party increases. If you think about it, communication is very simple. You have a message and you have a sender and you have a receiver. And when you convey the message, you are requesting or expecting a particular action from the receiver. What can you do in your message to elicit the desired reaction? One is the content of the message. Two is how you deliver the message. Three is the situation and the circumstances surrounding the message. Four is the noise in the environment which can distract or distort the message. And five is the mental state and emotional state of the receiver of the message. All of these things can be impacted to a certain degree when you say please and or thank you. Try it. Go ahead and try it and you'll be surprised with the outcome. Let me know what you think. Actually, please let me know what you think of this podcast. I hope you found it useful. Thank you. This is Sal Selly.